folks, let's hope this is the last time we ever have to do a podcast about Afghanistan. Let's take a deep dive on today's episode of The Hot Zone.
This is The Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hi folks, Chuck Holton here. Thanks for watching The Hot Zone. Afghanistan, it looks like we have a peace deal that will actually end this war. I don't know why this is not a much bigger deal. I mean, imagine, just think back to the end of the World War II, the signing of the peace deal that ended World War II. It was global news. It was huge news around the world. And today, just the day after the historic signing between the Taliban, the Afghan government, and the United States in Qatar to agree to end the war, all sides agreeing to do that, something that has never been able to be done by any other president. And I just looked on CNN's webpage, over 150 stories on their webpage. They don't even mention Afghanistan once. I looked on MSNBC's website, exactly the same. They don't even touch the story about Afghanistan. Now, there's stories about what's the best water bottle to drink out of. There's all kinds of crazy stories about Elizabeth Warren and her fundraising efforts. There's stories about Saturday Night Live, but there's no stories about the peace deal that was signed in Afghanistan on Saturday. So I want to give you, one of the things I want to do with this podcast is I want to give you a chance to have a better understanding of what's going on around the world, because the big media outlets do such a poor job of educating you as to what's actually happening. So I've gone out and I've collected up some important commentary from people who are involved in the process in Afghanistan, and I'm going to give it to you today. First, let's start with President Trump, because he went before reporters and took a victory lap, basically. And I want you to hear what he had to say about this historic event. That's all you can say about it. It's historic. Check it out.
I'd like to congratulate all of those incredible people that have worked for so long on our endless war in Afghanistan, 19 years. Going on 20 years, and there hasn't been a moment like this. We've had very successful negotiations. We think they'll be successful in the end. The other side's tired of war. Everybody's tired of war. That's been a particularly long and gruesome one. And I want to congratulate President Ghani and the people of Afghanistan. I want to remember all of the people, all of the great, great men and women that have lost their lives in the war, and to their parents and wives and husbands and families, brothers and sisters. And we just signed an agreement that puts us in a position to get it done, bring us down to in the vicinity of 8,000 troops. The United Nations was informed of everything, and NATO has been great. Secretary Stoltenberg has been fantastic. And I want to thank the United Nations for the help they gave, and I also want to thank and congratulate Secretary Stoltenberg of NATO. 29 countries involved, and all approving, all very happy with what's going on. I want to also thank and congratulate Secretary of State Pompeo and Secretary of Defense Mark Esper. And I'll be meeting personally with Taliban leaders in the not-too-distant future. And we'll be very much hoping that they will be doing what they say they're going to be doing. They will be killing terrorists. They will be killing some very bad people. They will keep that fight going. We've had tremendous success in Afghanistan in the killing of terrorists, but it's time, after all these years, to go and to bring our people back home. We want to bring our people back home. We've killed ISIS fighters by the thousands, and likewise in Afghanistan, but now it's time for somebody else to do that work, and that'll be the Taliban, and it could be surrounding countries. There are many countries that surround Afghanistan that can help. We're 8,000 miles away, so we'll be bringing it down to 8,000 to approximately 8,600 in that vicinity, and then we'll make our final decision some point in the fairly near future. But this was a very spirited agreement. There was a lot of talk. There was a lot of everything. They've been trying to get this for many years. I really believe the Taliban wants to do something to show that we're not all wasting time. If bad things happen, we'll go back. I let the people know we'll go back, and we'll go back so fast, and we'll go back with a force like nobody's ever seen. And I don't think that will be necessary. I hope it's not necessary.
Okay, so two things about what President Trump said there in that press conference. Number one, he says he expects the Taliban to start killing terrorists. That might be a tall order. And number two, if the Taliban don't do what they have agreed on, we will come back in like a flood. That's what he said. Okay, so the next thing I want to show you is the Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his very hope-filled message to Afghans about a new era dawning in their country. Check it out.
Today can be the moment of overcoming the past. Our people can mark it as the time when our quest for sustainable and dignified peace moved from desirability to feasibility and credibility, both for the living generations and the future generations to come.
All right, next up is a speech by Afghan ambassador, or this is the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, Mark Esper, and he's making very clear that this is a conditions-based withdrawal. Now, basically, we've got about 13,000 troops left in Afghanistan, about 17,000 total when you include the NATO troops that are there, and the idea is to start to draw them down to about 8,600 for the moment. Check it out.
Thanks to President Trump's leadership, we are finally making substantial progress toward ending our nation's longest war. Today's release of the joint declaration between the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan and the United States marks a pivotal moment in the peace process. Our declaration acknowledges the deep bonds shared by Afghan and U.S. forces and reflects our commitment to working together to achieve a sustainable, negotiated agreement that ends the war for the benefit of all Afghans. We call on the Taliban to abide by their commitments as outlined in the agreement with the United States, to include maintaining the ongoing reduction in violence across the country. And intra-Afghan negotiations progress, the United States will watch the Taliban's actions closely to judge whether their efforts towards peace are in good faith. If the Taliban uphold the agreement, the United States will begin a conditions-based, and I repeat, conditions-based reduction in forces. Should the Taliban fail to honor their commitments, they will forfeit their chance to sit with fellow Afghans and deliberate on the future of their country. Moreover, the United States would not hesitate to nullify the agreement.
Okay, next there was a speech by Jens Stoltenberg. He's the NATO chief. He's kind of a potted plant. The only reason I include his speech here is because he again makes clear that this is a conditions-based withdrawal.
To support this process and to support the peace process, NATO will reduce its presence in Afghanistan step by step and conditions-based, reflecting the progress we see on the ground. NATO allies and partners went into Afghanistan together. We will adjust our presence together and when the time is right, we will leave together. This will only happen when we are sure that the Afghan forces no longer require our support, and that Afghanistan will never again become a platform for international terrorists.
Okay, so you should be starting to see a trend here with the speeches. We are making it very clear to the Taliban that we're going to start to tentatively pull out, and we've got to see a continuation of the cessation of violence in Afghanistan, or the whole thing is going to be off. I am kind of skeptical on whether or not the Taliban can actually keep themselves from blowing things up, maybe just because I've seen 18 or 19 years of them doing so. But let's be hopeful. Here's one thing that definitely makes me hopeful, and that is the Taliban representative to Pakistan and a quick soundbite that he gave for the cameras that sort of gives you an insight into the mind of the Taliban, that they want this to happen too.
The Taliban giving insurance to the people of Afghanistan that the next Afghanistan will be stable, and Afghanistan will be for all Afghan, including women, men, minority, majority, all of them. And we will work together to make Afghanistan stable, Afghanistan peaceful, Afghanistan, and to make more progress. The Taliban, which I understand, they are not interested in continuing fighting in Afghanistan. That the fighting in Afghanistan was imposed on Taliban. But anyway, today is very important.
Okay, last but not least, I want you to hear from Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, the leader of Afghanistan for more than 10 years, from 2001 to 2014. And it appears that his view of the United States has sort of soured over the last few years since he was voted out of office. Listen to what he had to say.
What should have been a war against extremism and elements destabilizing Afghanistan and Afghan society turned into a war against the Afghan people rather than those elements. And that's the fundamental reason for where we are today. That has to end. Therefore, the signing tomorrow with the Taliban by the Americans is a good thing. Therefore, the coming tomorrow of US officials to declare this war ended is a great news for us, and we welcome it. To the US government, to the US military, we say you were very heavy-handed against the Afghan people. You bombed our villages. You created prisons in Afghanistan. And that brought immense suffering to the Afghan people.
Okay, so I'm going to call horse hockey on this one, guys. Listen, for Hamid Karzai to be criticizing the U.S. military and the U.S. government and saying that instead of fighting terrorism, we've been fighting the Afghan people is a big load of horse hockey. I mean, listen, we put him into power on December 22nd, 2001. We were the ones who went and got Hamid Karzai and brought him to Kabul and installed him as the leader of the country. Now, for him to be saying that, this is what that tells me. Hamid Karzai is a survivor, and he is thinking ahead to the future of Afghanistan. And having worked alongside very closely, very friendly with the United States for so long, that's a good way for him to, okay, I mean, he survived for more than 10 years, almost 10 years as the president and more than 10 years as the leader of Afghanistan. And so that shows the guy is a survivor. And so what he's trying to do now is sort of play to who he thinks is going to be pulling the strings from now on. Because for him to be criticizing American troops for fighting Afghans, look, I have more than 12 trips to Afghanistan. I've been covering this almost since the beginning. And I can tell you, I've never, ever seen U.S. troops attacking Afghan civilians, attacking the Afghan people. As a matter of fact, I've seen lots of U.S. troops going far out of their way, putting themselves at great personal risk to keep from hurting Afghan civilians, to protect Afghan civilians. So that kind of gets me fired up. But again, what he's doing, I really believe, is he's catering to the people he thinks are going to be in charge of calling the shots from now on. Otherwise, he's going to have to escape to Doha with a big pile of money and never come back. Okay, listen to what else he had to say.
To the American people, our message is, we are grateful for the help that you gave us in areas where there has been a lot of improvement in the Afghan society, together with the rest of the international community. We must begin to put our own house in order. We must begin to sit down and talk with one another and find the best ways for our country's future stability and prosperity. Therefore, with the U.S. forces leaving Afghanistan, we, the Afghan people, must see it as an opportunity for us to take responsibility for our own country and to make it better and to live by our own means.
Okay, so that's more reasonable. He's thanking the American people for the contribution. He better thank the American people. $1 billion a week for 19 years. That's quite a bit of money we've pumped into his country. And he's right. That country is going to have to wean itself off of the American teat, and it's going to have to learn to stand on its own two feet. And that, my friends, is going to be the big challenge going forward from here on out. Don't expect to see peace reign in Afghanistan because we've declared a cessation of hostilities with the Taliban. Don't expect everything's going to be peaceful from here on out, because now is when all of the contrary factions in Afghanistan start to fight each other for control. All right, that's all we've got for today. Thanks for watching The Hot Zone, and we'll have more for you later. Take care.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Livefire Media. Copyright 2019.